Hello, hello. Welcome back to another Games from the Block podcast episode. Today, I'm excited because Simon Kertonegoro, CEO of My Metaverse, an engine-based gaming platform, is with me today, and we are going to discuss everything about My Metaverse and, of course, things about engine. So, stay tuned, it's coming. Hey Simon, how are you doing? Thank you for being with us today. Why don't we start by telling us what is that you do and a few things about My Metaverse for starters.
Oh, hello there. My name is Simon, CEO of My Metaverse, and I'm doing really good. Thank you for asking. Right now we're putting the finishing touches on My Meta MMO. We're going to be launching that on the 31st of March. And we're also launching a whole bunch of new features to mymetaverse.io. So we're adding the withdrawal system, we're adding the economy system, and also credit card payments, and also the mints on demand system. So players can jump in there, mint new tokens, and that's basically going to be our shopping cart from now on. So yeah, heaps of exciting things coming up. We're working really hard to push them out as quickly as possible. Most of them are actually just in QA right now. So we're just squashing bugs, testing, trying to optimize the user experience before we launch some of this stuff very, very soon.
How did the idea of My Metaverse came up?
I started working on my own little Minecraft project back in 2018. I was still working at Engine at the time, and this was just basically my own little Minecraft server on my computer. And in my years' experience at Engine, one of the things that I kind of learned was that integrating blockchain into the games is just the first problem. It's just one of many problems when it comes to integrating blockchain. The actual technical integration is just one layer of the problem. The really more complicated and never-ending kind of side of the problem is how you actually build game mechanics. Like, you know, how you actually design the games to be fun with a sustainable economy in a way that NFTs don't make the user experience too complicated, because when the user experience in a game becomes too complicated, the immersion breaks. And we play games to feel good. Part of that feeling is the immersiveness of the game, like feeling like you are in there and you're locked in the zone kind of thing. So My Metaverse was something that I really wanted to build to try to make the onboarding experience easier for developers, and also the user experience better for players. So originally it came up with the Minecraft server. We then ended up launching that, and it's been live for a few years now, actually. The first iteration of it was really bad. The current iteration of it is pretty good. But Minecraft in itself is not a very scalable platform. So we've decided to build our own games and make sure that we could really show other developers how to adopt NFTs, and hopefully they use My Metaverse to do it.
What's the vision of My Metaverse?
My Metaverse is a Metaverse Explorer, an app store, and a games library for NFT experiences. So on the surface, as a player, you can jump on there and have a look at all of the games available. You can play the games. The beautiful thing about it is it runs a fully custodial wallet. So players that don't want to learn, you know, what a seed phrase is and what a private key is yet, they can just start playing games and start letting the NFTs drop into their account, like straight away, immediately. Kind of like how Coinbase and Binance work. You know, when you want to go buy some crypto off them, you don't have to have a wallet yet. You just go on there and you just pay with your credit card, and then the crypto drops into your account. And then, of course, you withdraw it once you realize how important it is to have a fully decentralized non-custodial wallet at your fingertips. So my metaverse has both. It has an account where we can drop the items. It has a withdrawal button where you can move the items to your non-custodial wallet. And then once they're there, we can still read that wallet and you can still use those fully decentralized items in the game. So it's really the best of both worlds. And really for us, it's a tool to onboard like mainstream users into the ecosystem. On top of that as well, developers can just plug these tools in very easily, and they have this whole tech stack available to them, including out of the box game mechanics as well. So everything that we design for our games, we actually build it as a tool for mymetaverse.io. And under the hood, developers can just plug in our API and use all of those tools and have a lot of the hard work done for them. So the vision is that we onboard a bunch of developers and new users into the ecosystem. And once they're there, we can start to experience the interoperability of games and being able to move through multiple games and have the same assets playable in multiple games and also have quests that run through multiple games as well. This is the kind of tech stack that will allow us to make this a lot more easier. And it's just finally coming into fruition. It's been years in development, many years of research, and then many years of development after that. And now we're launching the kind of tools for mymetaverse.io that really take it towards being a platform that can be adopted.
How many people are working full-time for mymetaverse?
So we probably have about 15 full-time staff and about 15 part-time staff, give or take. So it's a remote office. Everyone technically does the hours that they want. All any of us really care about is great results. So we're all just working together, trying to push forward, trying to innovate. I mean, we're doing things that have never been done before. So it takes some experimentation. And that's why we've been working for so many years to try to get everything right. But now, our project management workflows are coming into fruition. They're a lot stronger than ever. I believe that we're reaching product market fit status, where we know that what we're building is what people want. And I think over the next few months, you're really going to start to see a lot of good news coming.
How many games are there going to be?
My metaverse is a platform that any game developer can adopt. So, of course, one day we hope to see hundreds and thousands of games on there. To get it started, we're building our own games first. So we've already built and launched My Meta Minecraft. We're also working on MyMeta GTA. So this is where we integrate the MyMetaverse.io tech stack into Minecraft and into GTA. So like we create our own server and integrate the tech stack into them. And then we've also built a custom developed game called MyMeta MMO. And it's just looking incredible. It's going to have NFT land plots. It's going to have meta beings that can be bred together, kind of like Axie Infinity, how you can breed your Axies together. And then the children take on the traits of the parents. So basically, meta beings are fully 3D beings with like trillions of different unique traits that could be, you know, you could literally breed them a trillion times and still never come up with the same meta being. So it's going to just be amazing. People can use these meta beings to as of course like characters that you control and you level up just like any MMO. But the other thing is we've kind of taken an influence from The Sims, where you can actually, you have an NFT property, you'll be able to put your meta beings on the property and you'll be able to ask them to do passive work for you. So they can be farming your land and crafting stuff and all of this. We're also going to be doing like insane into NFT integrations into My Meta MMO. So you're going to be able to put your meta being on your land and make it into a shopkeeper that literally sells NFTs for you. You'll be able to have very simple gameplay mechanics on there as well to attract people to your land. There's a lot of things that we have planned for this game. So it's going to be, it's going to be a big one.
Simon, will these games share the same economy?
To an extent. So My Meta Minecraft and My Meta MMO will share a lot of the same assets, NFTs. So there are going to be many NFTs that can be usable in both. There's already, like, My Meta Minecraft has already adopted heaps of the engine multiverse tokens, for example, and My Meta MMO will adopt all of them as well. My Meta GTA, though, that's going to be a very, very simple NFT integration. Right now, we only have the Meta Citizen NFT integrated, and that's a really amazing NFT that basically levels up and changes personality as you play with it. So it has like personality traits where your Meta Citizen, like it's got like a scale. It's got like 8 different scales. Like, for example, one of them is sociopathy and benevolence, like 2 opposite ends of the scale. So if you do really benevolent things, like you help people and you save people and you're doing good things for the community, then your benevolence rating, then it moves over to the benevolence side of the scale. If you're doing really evil things like killing people and hurting villagers and this kind of thing in game, then you move over to the sociopathy side of the scale. So this is already integrated in My Meta Minecraft and My Meta GTA. So obviously when you're playing GTA, your sociopathy is just going to go off the charts. When you play Minecraft, generally your benevolence will go off the charts. So it's going to be really interesting to see how people like develop a character, a persona, a pseudonym within the metaverse using these Meta Citizen tokens. So that's already integrated into both My Meta Minecraft and My Meta GTA. So you could consider that a shared identity economy. And then of course, when you're actually leveling up your Meta Citizen, we're also going to have NFT drops that automatically happen as well. So that's the way that you can, that you will be able to earn NFTs playing Minecraft and GTA. The other thing that we do intend to integrate into GTA is actually NFT land plots. So you can buy a land plot, you can then own a house in GTA, you can then customize the house, invite friends over. The GTA mechanics will be quite simple. You know, GTA is obviously already a huge game. GTA roleplay is already super popular. In GTA roleplay, people basically just, they take on a character, they act it out, and they walk around like playing that character. So we've added a bunch of like NFT influence mechanics into the game. Like you can literally walk up to people, pull out a gun and like sell them an NFT at gunpoint. So yeah, so you can basically you can sell NFTs at gunpoint basically. So that's going to be a pretty meme-ish like kind of experience where you can create pretty interesting video content out of that. Also heaps of like NFT selling challenges and all of that kind of stuff. So My Meta GTA is not really a play to earn experience. Neither is My Meta Minecraft. Yeah, in My Meta Minecraft, you can definitely earn NFTs when we launch those features. However, like when you say play and earn, like you're really expecting more than just like, you know, one NFT a month or, you know, a few NFTs every now and again. And the thing is, like at the end of the day, like Minecraft isn't our game. It belongs to a company called Mojang. My Meta GTA isn't our game. It belongs to a company called Rockstar. So if we overly financialize these games, there's always a risk of us getting banned. And then that basically just sets up a rug for all of our players. So we're playing it very cautious with these games, and we want to make sure that these games are there for the long term. So we're not doing anything that breaks the end user license agreements of these games. Like in Minecraft, it's literally against the rules to create a real value currency. In GTA, it's literally against the rules to create real value items like guns and everything. So if we did that and then we sold them and then we got banned, everyone who bought them would just be stuck, you know? So it's just a big risk of a rug pull there. So we're just playing it really safe there. That's why we've built My Meta MMO. So with My Meta MMO, it's our game. We can do whatever we want. There's no one can shut it down. And we are doing whatever we want, and we're taking it to the next level.
Can you talk to us about My Meta MMO and what kind of game is this going to be?
So My Meta MMO is really like an MMO metaverse experience. So in My Meta MMO, there's going to be up to 20, maybe more different worlds. You're going to be able to move through those different worlds. So one world will be like medieval world. Another world will be like a sci-fi world. Another world might be a pirate world. Another world might be a Viking world. We can keep spinning up new worlds as time goes on. And we're going to integrate a multiverse story through all of those worlds. Every single one of those worlds is going to have NFT plots that players can then purchase and then build NFTs upon. And each one of those worlds is going to have infinity dungeons that generate generative dungeons that generate a new dungeon every single time you play. They're going to have quests. They're going to have lots of resources to farm so you can build your NFT plots. So there's going to be all of this gameplay infused into these worlds. So people are going to be having fun running around the worlds, and on the way, they're going to be able to see all of the cool things that you can do with your player plots. So, you might run by a really interesting shop and then run in and buy some NFTs and this kind of thing. I think that's the biggest problem with most metaverse experiences right now. They're not actually that fun. You kind of just walk around looking at things and you're like, oh yeah, this is cool. I love the fact that there's blockchain in this. But like when you compare them to a game like World of Warcraft, they're just not on the same level or wavelength or anything. And obviously gaming is popular because it's fun, because it makes people feel good, because it's a positive experience. So we're really using that as the core to build upon. And then we're integrating all of the metaverse experiences from there. So we really do want to have the kind of MMO kind of game mechanics of World of Warcraft. We're going to have like the community building mechanics of like The Sims. We're going to have like the play to earn mechanics of Axie Infinity. We're going to have the metaverse mechanics of Decentraland or Second Life. Second Life is a really good example because people can actually like build businesses and provide products and services to each other. It's a really, really robust and expansive economy. So that's what we want to be able to provide. There's also going to be a touch of being able to use like command blocks to make gameplay for other players as well on your land plot. So say I'm in the world and I'm running to the Infinity Dungeons, but then I come across like a theme park. And you've used command blocks to create like little mini games that people can play. So then I might stop and just enjoy the theme park for a while and then go on my way. And maybe you have a store, an NFT store there, and I'll buy some stuff off you while I'm there, that kind of thing. So it's going to have some like ability to create little games on there, kind of like Sandbox does. And we definitely want to have like lots of events and really cool partnerships and that kind of stuff like Decentraland does. So we've taken inspiration from a lot of different places, kind of looked at what works and what doesn't. And just trying to chart a path forward for how people should be building metaverses now and into the future. And hopefully it works and we have lots of my metaverse copycats one day.
I know you for years, mate. I know you are passionate and I'm pretty sure we're going to see some copycats. When do we expect the first version of my meta MMO to arrive?
Oh, we're launching that on the 31st of this month. So it's literally 10 days away from the day that I'm recording this. Don't know what day you're watching it, but so the early access is going to be available to governors of My Meta NFT holders. So the governors of My Meta is our governance NFT. Governors of My Meta will be able to provide feedback on game design, world building, community rules. They're going to have early access to all of our best content like My Meta MMO, My Meta GTA, Governor's World in Governor's Sanctuary in Minecraft. New features that come out are going to be available first to the governors. So things like our minting panel, our music, our art, music, and video minting panel is going to be phenomenal, where you can mint art, music, and videos that can be played inside My Meta MMO. NFT art, you'll be able to play that inside My Meta MMO. You'll be able to put it on your wall inside of My Meta MMO and My Meta Minecraft. And My Meta GTA, My Meta Music, you'll be able, if you own a music NFT that someone minted, you'll be able to play that music to your friends that come and visit you in your NFT land plots in My Meta MMO, My Meta Minecraft, and My Meta GTA. And NFT videos, NFT movies. You'll definitely be able to play those in My Meta MMO. We'll see if they work out in My Meta GTA. They definitely won't work in My Meta Minecraft though. So yeah, new features and new benefits always come first to the governors, because and of course we're going to be leaning on the governors to provide us feedback, help us optimize the user experience. If they notice any bugs, they'll be the first to know. You know, the governors of My Meta, I trust that they're going to be wanting to see My Metaverse succeed. So that's why we're really going to give them, we're going to trust them with early access so they can provide honest, actionable, constructive feedback that we can then use to make better games and make a better platform and keep optimizing what we do.
Simon, what are we going to see in My Meta Arcade and when is the release coming?
My Meta Arcade is purely in research mode right now. So what we're thinking is we want to basically have My Meta Arcade kind of like very, very mini games like experience. So if you think of like Squid Game, right? Squid Game, there's like all of these different little mini games that happen one after the other. It's kind of like a party game or yeah, it's like, yeah, you have like mini games strung together. I think that's the way we're going to go with them. And then basically make them very like competitive and PvP based, but also just each mini game is very fun and unique and they just lead into each other really, really easily. And the last man standing kind of wins at NFT. But yeah, it's in like very early research mode. I couldn't say a release date for it.
Do you think Minecraft users have an interest in NFT and play to earn economies?
Yeah, we already have a Minecraft NFT server. As far as whether or not Minecraft users have an interest in play to earn economies, I think most gamers, they hear the word play to earn and they are very skeptical because they're like, wait a second, I can play games for free and I can earn money. So how does that work? Like, does the developer pay me to play games? Like, aren't games meant to be for developers to make money? Like, how do they afford to eat? And that's a very reasonable question. So, you know, I don't know if the Minecraft world is interested in play to earn. I don't know if the gaming world is interested in play to earn yet. I think the crypto world is very, very interested. The NFT world is very, very interested. But I'm not sure that the mainstream has really caught on to it. There's a lot of skepticism in the space, and we need to further educate people that no, it's not really you're not going to be just earning free NFTs for nothing. You're going to be earning NFTs, and some people are going to be buying NFTs. Not everyone is going to just be able to quit their jobs and play to earn for a living. That said, our Minecraft server is not really play to earn. You can definitely earn some NFTs. You can go on there and you can actually create some free NFT land plots and you can resell those if you want. But I wouldn't call it a play to earn experience. You're not going to make an hourly wage. Frankly, I'm skeptical that any game can allow the majority of players to make an hourly wage for very long. So basically My Meta Minecraft is an NFT integrated experience. We're trying to find ways to enhance the Minecraft experience with integrated NFTs. And that is our Trojan horse for blockchain gaming. Yes, we want Minecraft players to join the server, see, oh wait, like earning items that are on the blockchain is much better than earning items that aren't on the blockchain, because I get to own them forever. I get to trade them freely. If I leave the game, I still own them. I can sell them for real money if I want. There's many reasons why they're better. So yeah, basically that's what it is there for. Whether or not, you know, it is like, there is still lots and lots of skepticism in the mainstream game market about NFTs. And that is because mainstream gamers are skeptical about get rich quick promises and everything. Like they're just very skeptical. Bunch of people, you know, they've gone through lots of waves of over monetization, like microtransactions and pay to win and all of this kind of stuff, and NFTs at first glance, and frankly the way that a lot of different projects are using them, they smell like a cash grab. So, and many of them are a cash grab. So, I do believe that the Minecraft server is a Trojan horse for blockchain gaming. Nope, it's not through play to earn. And in general, I think the term play to earn is slightly misleading, and that the fact that it is slightly misleading, it makes mainstream gamers skeptical.
I have to admit, I'm really excited about my meta GTA as a GTA player myself. So is this going to be role play with NFTs? Are we going to see a play to earn economy? Like, please explain.
My meta GTA is already integrated with the blockchain through my metaverse. And we've already integrated the Meta Citizen NFT. So this is an NFT that changes personality based on your actions in the game. So I have an NFT. Its name is SK. That's my pseudonym. That's my character. That's my digital identity. As I play in the game of my meta GTA, my NFT is augmenting itself. It's becoming more sociopathic every single time I play. And then I go and play another game, and then people will be like, why are you such a sociopath? I'm like, I've been playing lots of GTA. So that's already integrated. And that just expands the role-playing experience even more, because I actually have an NFT identity to play as. And that is my meta citizen. And that is all tied into the GTA story as well. Are we going to see play to earn economy in there? Absolutely not. It's never going to happen.
Do you think play to earn economies are sustainable?
So I think what is sustainable is that people make games to sell virtual items for the games. When a developer makes a game and they sell a virtual item, the sale of that virtual item goes 100% of that sale currently in the past, in the traditional gaming space, 100% of that sale goes to the developer. They use that to pay their team. They use that to grow their business. They use that for marketing. They use that to make their next game even better. So that is obviously not the best outcome for players, because players get absolutely nothing but fun in return. You know, they get to have a good time, they get to feel good, they get to enjoy the experience. They get to spend time doing something that they enjoy, and they pay the developer for that, right? So I believe that the next stage of this is with NFT integration, developers can sell items, players can earn items, and then players can trade with each other. And I believe that if that's done right, it will expand the fun, because people will not be paying developers 100% of the money for everything that they use. They will be paying the developer sometimes, they'll be paying other players sometimes, and then the developer will get a small cut. It's going to turn the virtual world into a realistic economy that looks just like the real world. And I think that that's where it is. So when you say the word play to earn, you're really insinuating that me or you, everyone, can go and play this game and earn money. And that's not sustainable at all, because someone has to be paying money for other people to earn money. Even if you're giving out a cryptocurrency and you're just printing more of that cryptocurrency to pay players, you're creating inflation. You know, haven't we seen what happens when you create inflation? The price of the money in the currency tanks, you know? So play to earn economies are only sustainable if you're more thinking of them about like play and earn economies. Like, some people play, some people earn, some people spend. There needs to be people spending for people to earn. And that's what it is for me. So as a developer, I can build games, I can sell some items from the games, I can pay my team with those items. Someone has to buy those items for me to do that. Other players, they can then resell those items, and then other people need to be buying those items for them to do that. And then some people can earn free items in the game and they can sell those items, but there has to be someone buying at the end of the day, otherwise it just doesn't work. So I think play to earns are sustainable. I think play and earn economies are sustainable. I think play to earn economies I think that insinuates that everyone is going to get paid, and that's just not how, that's not sustainable at all. It can't work.
Anything you can share about the tokenomics of my metaverse?
So we don't have any coin. We do want to do a token eventually. But the thing about us is we don't want to fundraise at all. We haven't used any funding. We've been developing ourselves for 4 years, just off our own money and off our own sweat equity, not getting paid. So basically, no one will ever be able to say that my metaverse took money from anyone. No VCs, no crowdfunding, no nothing. Our tokens were never used to fund our project. So I want to be very clear with that, especially if the SEC asks. So basically, regarding tokenomics, we might have a token one day. Likely that token will be earned for free in exchange for playing our games, this kind of thing. But we need to actually build out our games first. We need to understand how the games can bring as much value as possible to people without paying them a token. Because the biggest mistake that that NFT game developers make is they build like a really shitty game, and then they give out a whole bunch of free money, play to earn. Everyone can make money by playing this game. And then everyone just plays the game just to make money instead of actually having fun. And then that is the biggest, that creates the most obvious bubble you can possibly see, because the minute that the economy inflates, the token starts going down in value. People stop playing the game because they're only playing the game for the token. The token is now losing value. People are going to stop playing the game. It's very, very obvious. So we're not going to be releasing any kind of currency or anything like that until we have a really, really sure handle on our user experience, our game mechanics. We know that we've got something that people love. We know that we've got something that they want to play, and they want to play without being paid to play. In fact, we want to build something that people want to pay to play. Like, that's what games are for. So yeah, as far as tokenomics goes, we don't have any currencies. So we do have obviously NFTs, but there's not really any tokenomics involved. It's just like, this NFT is a sword, or this NFT is a land plot, or this NFT is this or that. And if you want to experience this or that, then you need the NFT. So that's the full extent of our tokenomics at this point in time.
How do you feel about Infinity? Could it disrupt the gaming and NFT industry?
Yeah, so in my opinion, Infinity is the perfect NFT blockchain. It's the only perfect NFT blockchain. The reason being is because it's been specifically designed from the ground up to actually house the NFT mechanics on the blockchain. So if you think about Ethereum, on the core blockchain, it houses the Ethereum virtual machine. So the EVM, the Ethereum virtual machine, right? So the actual blockchain houses this virtual machine mechanics. So if you can imagine all of these these cogs spinning just to run this Ethereum virtual machine. And then on that Ethereum virtual machine, you have DeFi, which obviously huge transactions are being processed through it. And that it not only puts more weight on the virtual machine, which then puts more weight on the base blockchain, which then makes everything run slower. But also, people that use DeFi, they're putting really, really high value transactions through. They're putting millions of dollars through in a transaction, and they're happy to pay as much as they can to get that transaction through fast. $10, $100, thousands of dollars for one transaction fee. So if you're a mainstream gamer and you're wanting to send an NFT, you can't compete with those transaction fees. So you're going to want to put like 1 cent or a fraction of a cent in there. And if you do that, then it's going to take like a year for your NFT to go through. In fact, it'll just never get through. It'll just get rejected by the Ethereum blockchain. And then your NFT is sitting on the EVM right next to DeFi and right next to DAO. So you just think of like all of these cogs just spinning just to just, and all you want is that little NFT to move forward. So it's, that's like basically the most inefficient way you could run an NFT blockchain in the world. Infinity kind of works the exact opposite way. So the actual base blockchain has mechanics that run NFTs. So you just think of, there's the base blockchain, there's a little machine there that just spits out NFTs. Like that. Transactions will be a fraction of a cent. There's no big EVM, and then there's no DeFi to compete with, all of this other stuff to slow down the blockchain and have transaction fees skyrocketing. On top of that, also Infinity is governed via decentralized governance. So everyone in the community that holds EFI is going to be able to vote on what they want, the reality they want to see on the Infinity blockchain. So if they want to upgrade the blockchain to make it, 6 second block times or something like this, they just vote and they just get it done. And then the upgrade happens. There's no forks. There's no soft forks, no hard forks. There's no, there's none of that kind of inefficiency. So Infinity is infinitely upgradable. And it can't be, you just can't express how important that is. You're not going to be able to see any blockchain keep up with the, any NFT blockchain keep up with the innovations on Infinity when the governance system is just constantly voting for new upgrades and letting them go through it and then letting them get done. There's also a really robust treasury system on Infinity. When you have Engine Coin, you can use it to nominate collators, and then you can earn some EFI by doing that. And that makes sure that the blockchain keeps running smoothly. The marketplace has a full bid and ask system on the blockchain. So when you want to put up your NFTs for sale, you put them up, and those mechanics are happening on the blockchain, not on a smart contract that's on an EVM that's going to cost you a bunch of money for the transactions. On top of that, when you have put bids on people's NFTs, you will actually earn a little bit of EFI for doing that. So you're going to be motivated to put bids on all of the NFTs you can, because you're going to be earning a little bit of EFI the whole time. So that means that when you have NFTs on Infinity, they're going to have a live real-time valuation. So your NFT portfolio is going to have a live valuation, just like your crypto portfolio does. It's going to be amazing. That's going to be the funnest thing, in my opinion. I can't wait to see my portfolio going up and down, and hopefully mainly up.
Are you using any of the engines, SDKs, or what's the stack? How do you develop?
So we took our Engine's Minecraft plugin, we ripped it apart because it's fully open source, and we completely redeveloped it for our purposes. And then we're also using Engine's C# SDK and their Java SDK. And then we're also using Engine's platform, the API that's underneath that as well. So we've integrated all of that into my metaverse. So our backend uses all of that. And then we've created our own API, and that talks to our games. And then we've also created our own C# SDK and our own Java SDK to run the game mechanics in Minecraft and in Unity. And then we're going to make those SDKs available to developers that want to adopt Engine through my metaverse.
Anything you would like to say to our audience?
We love working with the community. We're very collaborative. Make sure to come down to mymetaverse.io and then click on the Discord link, the Telegram link, join our communities, give us some feedback about the experiences that we're providing, especially MyMeta MMO. That's going to be the biggest game we could ever do, because we own it. We can do whatever we want in there. So we're going to be innovating like crazy in there. We can't wait to hear your feedback about it and your ideas for it. So we hope to see you there. Have a great day.
Guys, thank you very much for joining this podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. Please leave a comment, like, subscribe, follow us. We are always here for you, one of the leading play-to-end portals. Thank you very much. See you next time.